Okay, so if you have one or two questions on the subject of karma, you may raise it up right now. Just one or two questions on karma. President has a question, so we will deliver the mic to you. I should qualify the question has to be related to what we covered in class, like the four general characteristics of karma. Yeah, we talked about it on Tuesday.
My question is, talking about purification of karma, can you actually purify karma, or are you just starving the conditions for the karma to ripen?
Basically asking what's the meaning of purification, right? When you purify karma, do you actually get rid of the karma?
Yes.
Or are you actually doing something to stop the conditions for the karma to ripen? Yeah. When we say a karma is purified, if a karma is completely purified, then obviously we will not have to experience any fruitional effects of that action. Yeah. In particular, if we purify the negative karma with the applications of the application of the four opponent forces or the powers. Yeah. So these four opponent powers of work. Come later on in this section.
Privileges. Mic is delivered to him.
Yes.
It was mentioned last class that the magnification of negative karma grows by itself due to prevalence of the three afflictions in our mental continuum. And also it was taught that it is difficult for positive karma to magnify by itself due to the prevalence of our afflictions as well.
Mm-hmm.
So before you carry on with the questions, so for whatever I said on Tuesday was just my opinion. I'm not saying whatever I said about the manifestation of karma was just my opinion. That is, I cannot say that that is decide. I cannot decisively say that this is the intent of the teachings or the text. So that's the disclaimer. I'm just saying that whatever I mentioned on Tuesday is just an expression of what I think. Having said that, I'm not saying that you cannot raise any objections to what I've said. You know? So if there's anything that that you feel, that any of you feel that, you know, if perhaps my opinion is not that correct, yes, there's always room for discussion. I must discuss it.
Yeah, okay. Then your question.
So in Ken Rinpoche's opinion, in order for the positive merit for us, who has prevalence of reflections, for them to grow, first point is it Ken Richard mentioned that if we don't do anything to it, then it will not grow the way negative karma grows. So for us to have our small little virtue grow, what I can think of is through the seven limb, rejoicing and dedication. So am I right to say that, posit that, or in Ken and Vijay's opinion, that for the positive merit, whatever small amount, for it to grow, we have to add in, you know, things like rejoicing and dedication. Other than that, with the prevalence of, you know, afflictions, desire, and anger, whatever small merit is, it will be difficult for it to grow on its own accord. Am I right to say, is it good in cannabis opinion to posit it that way
then?
So we looked at the general characteristics of karma on Tuesday. Yeah? So the first one is karma is definite, karma is certain. Yeah? And the second characteristic is the magnification of karma. Karma increases, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah. So this is what is mentioned in the teachings. But we have to think about it, you know. Yeah, karma magnifies. But we have to we should think about the process of magnification. How does that happen, isn't it? Yeah. Isn't it? Because sometimes when we look at karma and we look at this characteristic of the magnification of karma, sometimes, you know, it's kind of, you know, you kind of wonder, you know, how, isn't it? Yeah, isn't it? So you have to think about it, you know. Karma and action, it is a impermanent phenomenon. It is a composed phenomenon. So therefore, in order for it to increase, I think there must be conditions for it to happen. This is what I think. Yeah, it is a composed phenomenon, so therefore it can be subject to increase, but there must be a condition for that to happen, isn't it? Yeah, being a composed phenomenon. So in the case of non-virtuous actions, if we can link it with our afflictions, you know, our afflictions are like the kind of fuel that fuels the growth of these non-virtue, yeah, isn't it? It's like a fertilizer, you know. Okay. So in the case of virtue, then how does virtue increase? So it's not necessarily, it's not just limited to a couple of things such as the seven limb practice and so forth. Yeah. Basically, I think there must be a condition, isn't it? Yeah. Perhaps no. Any virtuous states of mind, any virtuous qualities in our minds, those are the conditions for virtue to increase. Yeah. And in the case of vows, for example, when we take vow, whether it's a Pratamoksha vow, Bodhisattva and Tantric vows, the vows are a condition for virtue to increase. Yeah. As long as you're living in the vow, isn't it? Yeah. So something like that, yeah, I guess. Well, this is what I think.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we have asked, okay. Yeah, okay.
Sorry, Kenrenpo Chair, I just want to seek some clarification because you were talking about the benefits of, under the general precepts. You know, I mean, this is not about karma. I just want to check with you. Let's say that, you know, you have shaven your head and you are put on the ropes. But if you do not have the two causes of going for refuge in your mental continuum, then basically you are not Buddhist, correct?
Yes.
This is the fine line that divides the Buddhist and the non-Buddhist.
Mm.
Okay, yes. Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm Karen Boucher. I want to clarify two questions. Number one, on page 80 of the road text, under the main outline, karma, the great increase of karma or karma expand, there's this portion which it says that those who enjoy, on page 80, paragraph 1, line 3, those who enjoy the effects of the teacher's accumulation of an incalculable collection of merit do not need to accumulate all its causes. However, they need to accumulate parts of them. So question number one, what is this part that sentient beings on their own side need to accumulate in order to enjoy all the merit of the teachers or the Buddha's accumulations of merit? Number two.
What for the question there? You're asking, explain the sentence or what?
There's this part in the text, right? It says.
You're asking, explain the sentence or what? Your question is what?
Yeah.
But I did explain in
no,
the last
what,
class.
What is the part from our side that we need to accumulate? That was not explained, I think. From the sentient being side, right? We need to accumulate certain karma in order to fully enjoy Buddha's accumulation of merit, but I don't know from the sentient being side, what sentient being need to do in order to accumulate, to enjoy the teachers or the Buddha's accumulation of merit. From my memory, it was not explained.
Depends on what you order.
And then question number two, if you look at the four characteristics of karma, there's this characteristic that says that we do not experience action that we do not accumulate the cause.
Mm-hmm.
So you quoted the quotation from the King of Concentration Sutra, and it says that you will not experience the effect of what others have done. So here, the word others definitely have to exclude Buddhas, what Buddhas have done.
Yeah, so.
Is it correct to conclude that?
Yes, you're saying there's an internal contradiction, is it? You understand? You understand the point? Okay.
Tadai, tadi kalau tanya buat sungguh, tadai ni lihat itu kan dia yang mana yang nak yang, tadai rangi mana lihat sakuk res, rangi mana lihat masa banyak na, singgi sakuk sendi, rangi yang tu kuma res, kau tu yang buat itu sungguh, tadi kuat itu tak boleh pasi sungguh, tadi tu.
The essential understanding that you must get from this discussion on the characteristics of karma, one of it is this. In order to experience the result of, in order to experience any result, you must have accumulated the karma to experience it. Just because there's someone who has created the cause, that alone does not mean that you will experience the result.
Otoksin ta ton da nyobor rang le nyabor sa ko ji sung yo re lo ta ton da rang le ji ma sa na nyom to shi ta ta ton da nyobor ta ti le mi se ka wa ta ji yong ma ro ta.
So I think that's the very essence basically if we do not create the cause, there will be no way for us to experience any result. Yeah. So having said that, so there's no internal contradiction, no?
That
is just a view, also not an explanation. So.
It says that
it's a view only.
Shakyamuni Buddha actually accumulates merit to attain Buddhahood. He also tried to accumulate a lot of merits for the follower to benefit. But if the follower does not accumulate part of these causes, then they will not enjoy this benefit because they don't have the cause.
So she's asking, what's the cause?
No, whatever the Buddha.
She's asking what we must do in order to. Bye.
I think Buddha Shakyamuni dedicated his merit. So those who live purely in their vows will never go hungry, right? They always have food or something like that. So the cause is for those people who are holding the vows, live purely by the vows. So if they do that, then based on his dedication, I think they'll never go hungry, if I'm not wrong.
There are many causes. I don't think we can just say it's just one particular cause, this or that. You know. There are a variety of causes you can posit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
legi lam pa le lam chu so tam pa tang le tan ke u tan pa pa o sa ni so ti de yong de she de sha.
Okay, next, the bottom of page 78 is actually the reflecting on the distinctions among the varieties of karma. Okay? So there's two parts. Okay, page 80, reflecting on the distinctions among the varieties of karma. So there is two parts. The first is the principal teaching of the 10 paths of actions, and number two, the determining the effects of the actions.
What in this? That in the markers and a chicken that. カルソレタガマタレチナムシャレギタレギトタタチサジシタネレギタティンデレスムシャタティネマタカルソレタタアネチカルソレタレパタニベシャカデイミスカデジチュココレスタトンタティンデギタレパタニベシャシェゴクユサンタツオツオタタタムジタツオツオタツチャワタペナ
So prior to this, there was a discussion on the four general characteristics of karma, isn't it? Yeah. So after this, after such a discussion, then if you may wonder, no, okay, then how, no, how should I live my life, no, okay, and how, no, what do I need to engage in, and what do I need to avoid, and what are the good positive actions, and what are negative actions, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. So in order to answer this question, there's this section here explaining the principal teaching of the 10 paths of actions. Yeah. Although not every single virtue or non-virtue is going to be included in the discussion here in this section, but the obvious one is the most important of actions can be condensed into 10. Ethics of refraining from the 10 non-virtuous actions is said to be very important. Yeah. Okay, so here there's going to be a discussion of these 10. Yeah. So as said by Chandrakirti, he said, you know, that for ordinary beings and those born from the Buddha's speech, you know, those whose natures are certain as self-enlightened or conqueror's children, there are no causes of certain goodness or high status apart from ethical discipline.
Okay, so
So that verse is on page 81, okay? Yeah, in the middle of page 81, yeah. So it says, for ordinary beings I refer to those beings who have not entered any path, yeah. So in order for them to practice, they need a suitable basis and good to rebirth, yeah, upon which they can then practice, yeah. And in order to achieve this suitable basis for the practice of the path, they need to create a course, and there's no higher course than the practice of ethics, yeah. Then those who are born from the Buddhist speech refers to those who have entered the path. And then those whose natures are certain and self-enlightened, so they are the solitary realizers. And then you have the conqueror's children, the bodhisattvas. So basically, this verse is saying, everyone, you know, doesn't matter whether you're ordinary being, or whether you're a hearer, solitary realizer, or bodhisattva, the practice of ethics is very important. Yeah.
Then there's
the quotation from the Shitigaba Sutra, yeah, which states that by means of these 10 paths of virtue, you will become a Buddha. However, there are those who, for as long as they live, do not even minimally maintain even a single path of virtuous action, but who say such things as, I am a Mahayana practitioner, I seek unexcelled perfect enlightenment. Such people are great hypocrites and liars. They deceive the world in the presence of all the Bhagavan Buddhas, and they preach nihilism. When they die, they seem confused and they fall back. So you should understand falling back to be a synonym for taking a completely miserable rebirth. So the point it's made here is that guarding the ethics of protecting this, the ethics of refraining from the 10 non-virtuous actions is of vital importance. Okay, then the next one is the determination of the effects of the actions, okay? So as it says at the bottom of page 81, there are three parts, yeah. So the non-virtuous actions and the effects, then the virtuous actions and the effects, and then the presentation of other classifications of karma, yeah? Then on the top of page 82, then of these three, if you look at the first one, non-virtuous actions and their effects, no? So these are explained in three parts, okay? The actual paths of the non-virtuous actions. Okay? The actual paths of the non-virtuous actions. Then number two, the distinctions of weight. And number three, an exposition of the effects.
Tandai, 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 Tandai 가서 시 삼바 조와 타르도 쿠세시다 강가라 용대시 그러와 따티지 신과지 차별하다.
Okay, so the non-virtuous actions and the effects here in this context, in the discussion here, is primarily focused on the 10 non-virtuous actions. Okay, so there are 10 non-virtuous actions, the first of which is killing. So in the discussion of killing, then there are four things, isn't it? Number one, there's the basis. Then number two, there is the sambar, attitude. Then number three, performance or the carrying out of the action. And then number four, the completion of the action. Yeah. So these four points are always there, you know, in the discussion of all of the 10 non-virtuous actions. Yeah. Okay, so you have to remember these four things. Yeah.
What in this is that tang to kang lo ko na menem shi ta zo tin de sare ta kar sena pe na sok chu ba se di la ta shi kan de sena ta sim je ba ji kwa ro ba de ya ta rang le shi ba se shi ta ro ba tin de shi ta sok chu bi shi se la tin de shi sare.
So I'm not so sure if I'm going to read everything, yeah, but let's look at a couple of points. So first, killing. So there are four things, yeah, the basis, attitude, performance, and completion. Let's look at the basis. The basis for the action of killing. The basis has to be a sentient being, and in particular, a sentient being other than oneself. You need an object and a basis of the action, isn't it? Yeah. So the basis of this, of the action of killing, has to be a sentient being who is other than oneself.
What do you mean? 다 돈다 딜라양고 랑레 셴바 스와제 내가 셴바 가르시니스 다 랑게 랑스 소쇼바이나 아 디파다 융고야데 소쇼 무시 찍어 말에 뜻숭고야레.
So the qualification of other is added here. So is the basis of the action has to be an other and another living being, isn't it? Yeah. One has to understand the point, the significance, yeah, the implication, yeah. So what it's saying then is that if somebody were to kill, commit suicide, let's say. Of course, it is a negative action, but it's not a complete actual action of killing. So here we are discussing how an action of killing becomes a complete action of killing. Yeah? Okay, so in order for an act of killing to be a complete act of killing, first the basis has to be another living being. Then in terms of the attitude, there is this discrimination. Yeah? You must have your recognition that, I think recognition or discrimination, well, anyway, you have clear in your mind that, you know, the being that you're killing is a living being. You're unmistaken about that, you know. We are very clear. If you're mistaken with respect to your recognition or your discrimination, yeah, then the action of killing does not become a complete action of killing. For example, let's say you have set out to kill someone by the name of Devadatta. Okay. But then if you want to kill this person by the name of Devadatta, but if you mistake, you know, this Yanadatta for Devadatta, and if you kill this Yanadatta, the act of killing is not complete.
그렇으나 딱 가르쳐 줘티래 추진티 순도 꾸롱 해바래 던던다 다 춘도 추진티 순도 꾸롱 해바라 봐 그리고 동우 시켜봐라 대단대 순도 꾸롱 꾸비와래 제가 동우 시 미개리 가르는 추진티 순도 꾸롱 해바라 봐
Okay, so if you are you, basically I'm not very good at pronouncing the names. Let's say if you set out to kill person A, you want to kill person A, but instead you kill person B thinking that it is A. Then you do not create the complete karma of killing a person A, because you're actually killing person B, isn't it? But you did not have any intention to kill person B. So in that sense, the action of killing is not complete, lah.
Oh, today, 송구야래. 난 때는 야 송아이 찍라. 양 가르쳐나 양 빼나 빼나 세진. 순도 꾸내랑데 세지 속어도 가라 딱 가서 간데지 투바이나 세기님의 선물 여바이나 다 최신 세바이나 야 도왕무시게 순구여래 그냥 제발 신고야
But let's say you know you have this plan to kill Devadatta, but along the way let's say that you also have this idea that are you going to kill whoever's going to come along the way, if you have that recognition attitude. So it doesn't matter who you kill at the end of the day. The action will become a complete act of killing. Understand?
Oh, tinder sha. Oh, tinder shini. That tinder sha. Tinder das tinder. Ta kulung sedi ta. Yana dosha sha dan timosum. Oh, tinder kune lambas. Ta tonda kulung sedi timbare. Dushe sedi dushe matua sedi. Ta kapir. Oh, tisungu yare.
Okay, so you need to have an unmistaken recognition or perception or. Okay, so you have an unmistaken recognition or perception. Okay. Number two, the affliction has to be can be any of the three mental poisons.
Oh, 독신해. 드네마 드네스니. 다 순박 꾸롱세리 소발더바 오스다. 라 순도 꾸롱시 꾸야시. 다 손도 꾸롱 매바이나 아니 또 엉시지 맞던다 소소기다 량우시지 미제 어디네 서래
Then the motivation is you want to kill. Okay? You follow. You have the perception or recognition. You have the mental affliction. And then you have the motivation. So now we're talking about the motivation. Motivation is to kill. So if there's no motivation to kill, even if the act of killing is done, it does not become a complete act of killing.
어떡시네. 다 돈다이니. 아, 가서네. 가서 보게. 다 좋아 세들아. 돈다이니. 좋아 랑게 쳐바이네. 랑게 쳐바. 신게 쳐바니. 매. 다 랑게 쳐바이나레. 시안아 나세. 다 쳐바이나야. 다 집바레스. 다 돈다. 그러고 좋아라 다. 된 전는 바다. 독대다. 다 지마게. 진이 진지 바로고 다 동화시에 좋아인 거로 봐. 다들 랑게 채널에 셰랑 아주 쳐바이네. 집바 인수만.
So as for the performance of the action, whether you do it by, you know, by using a weapon, using poisons or 做工刀, spell, whether you do it, you know, to any of these means or whatever, whether you do it yourself or you outsource it to someone else, you know. It's the same. Huh?
Kill them, 딘데기 징기 다 던다이니 다 바로버디 다 딘데기 징기 바로버디 시와이나 다 랑게 나로도 바로버디 시와지나 딘데기 징기 그러봐 다 다 아니 바로버디 시와이나 시마타도 라운드 다 소주 동시 개개한 다 던다
and so on account of you carrying out the on account of the act of killing being carried out whether by yourself or by somebody you have asked to if the object you know, that the basis that sentient being dies before you then the act of killing is culminated is completed
da sosunil sosunyal shinai da dong shi marwa da ko paro se di ma shi wa se sosunyal shina da dong shi ge ya ma
So if you whether you're doing the action of killing yourself, you outsourced it, you know? But you know, let's say you happen to die before that person dies, the act of killing is not complete. So 自己早死比较好，对不对？我听的是我的，学长，他听的他说说话些，他跑到个西瓜的，说说一下苦苦的，为什么？哈苦苦苦的嘛的。
그러다 시에는 아세 바로부 시바 충선 시바 정도 동어 시그리마도 라니게 바로부 시마 신고야지 요마레 다톤다 어디 숨고야레
as long as that sentient being that basis the sentient being dies it doesn't matter whether you learn of the person's death or not you know when the person dies the act of killing is complete so it doesn't matter. You know, let's say if you outsource it or you ask someone to do it on your behalf. I mean, you don't know when the person is dead, isn't it? Yeah. So it doesn't matter. No. So as long once the person is dead, the act of killing is complete. Yeah.
Oh, today, Shirisha. That taka na shin, that shimbata ngoto kanga loko ko ayo mahire. That ni mangbo da sese peje ta ya. Karswarta. Otaganashin, Shamba Jimmy, the top, that dinema, that Namjita, machine Lenaya, that Tartula, Toplo Jetta, Maji, Salatella, that Topatesu, the machine Lingi, that Tong Shabala, that Jalat, Topsung, Rangiku, the Toplo Kukre, Kukurmare, Senda, Soba Yunguyore, Topa Yunguyore, Chazanta, Lena, Rang Toplo Jab, Kukumares, Shambajilan, and Kumanjava Chukchani, Kumanjan Kansa de la Toplo Jena. 토블 잡았음지 난 나올 토블만 잖아요 도안 것이 중에다 죽으래 신의 숨고요 다 덕받치 사다마도 그런 걸 넘어 것이
so
직대 대시도
so I don't think you know there's a need to go through all the details it's all there you can read it yeah it's supposed to read it so but let's just pick out some of the maybe some points so in terms of stealing okay So there's a debate as to whether, or there's a qualm as to whether you need to generate the thought, oh, I've obtained the object. You know, whether you need to generate that thought before the act of stealing is complete. Yeah. So in the final analysis, it's not necessary. Because let's say if you've asked someone to steal something on your behalf. So the person you know, who you have sent to steal that particular object, if that person has generated the thought, oh yeah, now it's in my hands, yeah. Even though you have not yet, you know, gotten your hands on the object and therefore you have not, you know, you have not generated the idea, oh, this is mine now. It doesn't matter. The act of stealing is complete.
Oh, tinde sungguh ada. Tine mata loyem la, ane je kerisana ta dushe tua dama tua kua dama kola yang antopa yungai. Cezata konon tanda Dubale Corona Sumana Singre, Dubana Sumana Sinchena, tell a dead Dusheva, Matu, Gugresta, Sumet, the Due Cabla, Benata, Tanda Cars, Mizan Sugita, Pamba, Mizan Sugar, Pamba, Rabdujon, Mizan Sugar, Pamba, Gave a cup in the Cabla Suela, Yam, Dushe Matu, Gugres, Mari, Dushe Tuma, Ricavaya Mares, what in the Sumet.
Then, in terms of sexual misconduct, I think.
Two of the 단다 야 미제와 주 순에 갑라 단다 강라 때가라 안 뒤셔 맞춰 고그레스 된데 순에시 용되기도 와.
So in terms of sexual misconduct, in terms of the perception, yeah, you know, the recognition of the attitude, yeah. So in the text called the Compendium of Determinations, yeah, it said that the perception must be unmistaken. You must have the recognition, yeah. But in the case of the Vinaya, governing those who have the vow of celibacy, isn't it? So those who are holding the vow of celibacy, for them, it doesn't matter whether whether they put it right or wrong, the perception, you know. It doesn't matter. No exception. Then in case, then there's still there's some discussion on the sexual misconduct. Yeah. So right in the middle of page 84, which I will read from another translation. So the treasury of the knowledge auto commentary explains that if you have approached another's wife with the perception that she is your own wife, then this does not become an actual path of non-virtuous actions. So Vasubandhu presents two systems in regard to when intercourse under the perception that another person's wife is the wife of a third person, one in which intercourse becomes a path of non-virtuous action and one in which it does not. Yeah, so there are two systems. So those are the three physical actions, the non-virtuous actions of killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct. Then there are the four of the speech, lying, in this case, the ordinary lying, the vicious speech, and then there's offensive speech. And then there is Namrin Shemu is translated as a senseless speech, perhaps meaningless speech. As for a lying, the person, the other person must comprehend the meaning of the lie. Lying is when someone else, the recipient of the lie, comprehends the meaning of the lie. And as for the performance of act of lying, it's not necessarily restricted. It's not necessarily a verbal act, you know. So it says the performance is indicating something through speaking, or through choosing not to speak, or through gesture.
So
So a lie is a lie. It doesn't matter whether you lie for yourself or you lie for the benefit of someone else. Also. So you said it very clearly. A lie is a lie.
어 독신해. 네, 아니지겠다. 가르치신 바. 어 독신해. 네마 아니지겠다. 가르쳤는다. 바보톰에게 사사 빼는 사 사대 룩스다 사대에 깝다. 네는 눈 탐아 색속 숨나 셰라 다 나네다 두나야 무시 찌그레 숨하시. 땅아 찌라 찌그 말에 세도 시다던다 사대 깝다 네 숨도. 달로비 이기 다 때는 존데 갑라 다 나기 시간가 시안나 시안나 다 치중나야 도왕시 찌그레스 어딘데 쓴 것도 다 지내마 아니시 다 두알레니 대답이 타투 동안 짜발라 랑게 메바 꼬바 숨소스다 어딘데 시다 메다 숨숨해.
Okay, so whether you speak you lie for your own purpose for the sake of others, it is a lie. Yes. Then in the case of causing, according to Sadir, so according to Arya Asanga, it is said to be the same where it is said that even causing others to engage in the three types of speech, lying, divisive speech, or offensive speech, is the same as doing it yourself. So he seems that he's saying that meaningless speech is excluded. Yeah. Whereas Vasubandhu says in his Treasury of Knowledge and Alter Commentary, you know, that all the four vocal or verbal non-virtues, yeah, including meaningless speech, yeah, they all constitute paths of actions when you cause others to do them. Then according to the Vinaya, the text on the discipline says that you yourself must speak in order to incur a full infraction. So there are three systems here.
Oh, 독신해. 다 돈다니. 다 독신해. 다 준 타마 측수. 다 돈다. 당아 찰라 다 바로 같은 거 고건 왜냐면 신 타마서. 너 다 가서라. 다 빼는 준 타마 측수 배전보다 바로 같은 거 아직 고기 걸어가다. 배전 집어이면로 다 됐습니다. 준 타마 측수. 네. 돈과 배전인 거래.
So I think for lying, divisive speech and offensive speech, the other party has to get it. Yeah. They have to hear it and they have to understand it.
Oh, that in there, yeah. That part of it, that in a sort of that language message, that when the Jun Tama Sixth of Tindish part, that Tindish message part of the Tumagona, got Jun Tama Sixth of Chagioman, that on the Nigel Chadwaji Sumoka.
So it is said that let's say if you say the words, if you are lying, or if you are engaging in a divisive speech, or let's say offensive speech, you know, but if the recipient of the action does not understand the meaning, then it does not become lying or divisive speech or offensive speech. Rather, the act of speech. All becomes a meaningless speech.
What did they just go to that in a mountain? Tamasha, Machel, Tamachella, that on that. Yet they said it, Penal. What in there is a cinema, Kareto, Tanga, Chel, Sedila, Karina, Tesma, Chella, Taton, Dangi, Sunger, Tanga, Chella, Paro, Tungo, Simongo, Sunger, Taton, the term may be sick, the rank it may be. Anisita, Karsore, the rank that term may be sick. 직차다 메신도 가나 다 다도 깨지마도 바로 붙은 거야 그거 말했어 어떻게 거야래
So it's, for senseless speech or meaningless speech, meaningless speech. Basically, as long as you say something meaningless, then it becomes a meaningless speech. It does not require you know, anyone to understand what you are saying. Otherwise, it becomes meaningful. Yeah.
我 tinderisha, tinema, that chili, that jun tamar chisum, my jealousy, that digging out she, sinita, tinderisha, tinema, that napsen, nursen, lota, sinita, yik sum sun, the sunguare.
Okay, so those are the four vocal, verbal, and non virtues. Then next are the three mental non virtues covetousness, malice, and wrong view.
Wrong views. That in this Joa the Shuk children, that's on the Simji Junji or Shako Chegu Kulung Joa Tatu City. But I'm not saying nursing Doctor Sunda, Simji Junji or Shashi. Tambo Kulung de Karsana Dakir Chindugis, Kulung Joravata, Shingizet. That Tedo Chindu Kulung de that Shuk children in Ugala, that Joa says that on the Tinish Chiru Dose, that the Dagi Juchi named that.
So in terms of here in the case of the mental non-virtues such as covetousness there is motivation performance and culmination these three have to be of the same mental continuum of thought. Yeah. Okay. So let's use covetousness as an example. Covetousness, in the beginning is a motivation. You want to make something yours. Right? Okay. Then when that thought becomes stronger, then that is the performance of the act of covetousness. And then if you reach a conclusion, oh, maybe mine, you know, not just a motivation, but, you know, yeah, maybe mine, you know, then that's the culmination of covetousness.
Yeah.
So for these three mental non-virtues, it's pretty much the same in the case of those three elements, you know, being of the same mental continuum. Yeah. Of course, it's the same mental continuum, but same being of a single flow of a continuum of thought, yeah, the motivation, the performance, and the culmination. Yeah. So it's like that for malice. And then for wrong views, here in this context, primarily wrong views here is the view of deprecation. Means denying something that actually exists. Yeah, such as denying, you know, the existence of reincarnation, denying the existence of actions and their effects.
What in the shop? That in the shop, that
And
때 약불에 로리안 때나 미세치와 유나 지면은 야만 로아시.
So if you have if you've read this section on the 10 non virtues, and if you have any questions, you can bring it up right now. If you have questions already, I'm not asking you to produce questions now, no, right? If not, then we'll just move on. Yes. Please, the 那个 microphone.
Is killing someone to relieve him or her of his pain considered killing?
You are not killing, then you make longer life. Yeah, I think it's considered killing. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Sometimes we think as if we don't accept reincarnation, you know? Because if you think about reincarnation, about the world, you know, past, visualize about karma, you know, the sufferings of the next life is much worse than this compared to the sufferings in the next life. The suffering here in this life is nothing. Becomes very small. So of course, if we don't think about past and future lives, and then of course, you know, we think, oh, by helping the person finish his or her life, you know, then you know that's game over. You know. But if you think about past and future lives, about karma, actually, by helping the person die earlier, we are actually sending him quicker to more suffering. Or sending him or her quicker to more suffering. It's not ignorance. If the motivation is really great compassion, then it is still killing, yeah? But of course, it does not become a full-fledged action of killing, a complete act of killing. If it's great compassion. So do the men. So do the men.
And that thing.
Everything's Under the protection of a king.
Yeah, I'd like to know if you choke or booked by somebody that means, you know, you cannot have an affair with somebody who can't see.
Yeah, you get killed by a king, isn't it?
What's the king? I mean, you want, you know, somebody of your own choice.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Whether it is held by a king or not, the point here it is owned by someone, isn't it? Yeah. Or seen to be, I mean, in the eyes of the king, these the particular object may not be necessarily be a woman, yeah, anyway. Anyway, the point is, whatever, whoever is held by the king, it belongs to the king, yeah?
I'm not talking about king. It could be a very powerful man.
I'm not talking about the king. I'm not talking about the king.
It's not just the king, anyone who's protected by the family, isn't it? Yeah.
In the
one
context, you tell this guy,
you're
a jerk.
But actually, there's not many kings left in this world, so why we have to get worried about this? Yeah. Prime Minister? Oh no, Berlusconi. So it's not so much about whether it's the king or family or whatever you. The essence is if that the object of sexual misconduct, that person is protected by someone else or is helped as a partner of someone else, then if you have intercourse with that person, then it becomes a sexual misconduct. That's the point. So main thing is this, if that individual is considered to be, is held as a partner by someone else, protected, no? Then if you have an affair with that person, it becomes a sexual misconduct. It doesn't matter whether it's the king or the family or what have you, no? I mean, it doesn't matter at the point here. So, yeah. Because it harms, yeah, someone else, yeah, you know, by engaging in sexual misconduct, yeah, in that way, you're actually harming someone, yeah. Oh yes, yes, this is a lay person topic, yeah. What? Oh, that one. If
if you really think that the person is your wife, even if it's not the person, it's not your wife, is it? We have to ask Vasubandhu. What on earth was he thinking when he wrote that? Can't blame me, he's a monk, you know.
Suikim, don't become like that, huh?
We know who your wife is.
So we will discuss, you know, the difference between action and path of action. So this is a bit can be a bit challenging. So you should read and then think about it on your own. So that's what we will do. Where on earth is it? In the middle length library. Huh? 80 what?
Yeah, page 88. Yeah? So you can read from there. Yeah. Tine ma ta jibu ta karasana ta. Ta tine mo ta shingi top, tingi top, ngobe top, sambe top, tene ta tipa chechung yungay. Tipa ina chechung, kiawa chechung doye. Kile namsha sungku yore. Ani taka nangshin sochu ki leji sabay na devu dame da nyongway. Nami ki devu, dabo devu, jindu ki devu, jindu ki nyongway. Nese sungku yore. Tendu chazang loro nangsa.
Diba? So, yeah, please read the remaining sections on the effects. What are some of the criteria that makes an action powerful, such as the recipient, you know, the support, object, attitude, and so forth. Then especially the specific effects of each of these 10 non-virtuous actions. Yeah. Okay. Next Tuesday will be the last class for the year. Don't dare to rejoice.
What did that net the Jushe, Lola Nangs, Tanya, Rock, and also Yanja, some said Lom or Shet, and it's a chins of law. And then yet, Doctor Shet, and it's drilling Shet, teaching at that.
So it is very important that you read the text on your own. Please do that, you know. Because you read the text on your own, then if you have any questions or anything you don't understand, you should write it down immediately, and then you come to class, and in class I will just talk about the thing briefly, you know, and then if you have questions then you can bring it up, then we can have a discussion, Q&A, you know. So I thought to change the way of, I thought to make this, you know, the way forward, yeah, how we should conduct classes, yeah. Not just coming to class and just, you know, blah blah blah, blah from my side just reading out. But, you know, you read, you come with questions, and I just summarize, and then you have questions, you bring up when we have a discussion. In fact, this is the best way of learning, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, for those who really, for whatever reasons, no, cannot read due to lack of time or whatever, you know, I think there are some there are notes, right? Notes, summaries for class the materials no, that some of the group leaders have kindly made. Yeah. So if you're very desperate for time and nothing, so what to do? You just have to rely on those materials. Yeah.
Okay.
So as much as possible, and so just as you have faith in the Buddha Dharma, you know, so act like it, you know, in terms of it, when it comes to your study. So as much as possible, yeah, learn. Yeah. Okay, so today is, happens to be Tibetan 10, so we have to do a short salt offering. Yeah? So on page 89,